Welcome to Nothing But Good News Radio. My name is Hank Eder, and I'm sitting in for Candy G, who's traveling and speaking this week. I've been a friend and associate of Candy G for more than 20 years. You can find some of my writings in Candy G's Nothing But Good News magazine, and you can reach me at Hank Eder, E-D-E-R, at yahoo.com. My friend Candy G is a radio talk show host, television personality, coach, author, speaker, magazine publisher, and the founder of Nothing But Good News Media. She's also the originator of the Vision Program, specializing in developing sustainable, long-term visions to transform companies and individuals from the inside out, yielding extraordinary results. She has a strong desire to effect real change, as she herself rose from a life of meager existence as a single parent to a life of bounty and joy. In this age of soundbites, providing good news in the media is the primary intention and purpose for Nothing But Good News World Media. Candy G's principles are based on you living your remarkable life, which is the basis for the magazine, radio, webinars, blogs, online presence, and in all the work that is delivered. Candy G is dedicated to bringing high-quality information to the public through all of the programming and to satisfy the increasing demand for integrity, honesty, and impassioned living. We live in an age where science and spirituality are coming closer together than ever before. Things that once were thought of as strictly in the realm of the spiritual are being revealed through the science of quantum physics. We hear on a daily basis how scientists are confirming things that were once only the stuff of mystics. This week on Nothing But Good News Radio, we're sharing the air with some amazing speakers who will be at the upcoming Spiritual Awakening Conference in June. This conference is an exploration of the different ways people are experiencing a spiritual awakening in their own lives. It spans all religions and beliefs and boils down to the fact that something is happening and more people are becoming aware of themselves on a deeper level. The Spiritual Awakening Conference is a place where you can meet and listen to some of your favorite spirit and health-based authors and artists in a relaxed and fun atmosphere. These guest speakers and performers usually attend the entire weekend, giving them not only time to be a part of this loving event, but also giving you time to get to know them and enjoy them as people, not just as presenters. Find out more about this conference at www.universallightworkers.com. So let's get a taste of what's to come, and who knows, what one of these folks has to say on the show today might be exactly what you need to hear. Our first guest today, composer and producer John Serry, is at the forefront of the electronic music industry. His album portfolio is both diverse and esteemed and includes Epiphany Meditations on Sacred Hymns, Sunday Morning Peace, The Stargazer's Journey, Lumia Nights, and many other fine works. In addition to film scores for What the Bleep Do We Know and David Carradine's Tai Chi series, John has composed music for George Lucas and the Hayden Planetarium in New York City, the Discovery Channel, PBS, the Blue Angels, and an award-winning IMAX film called Galaxies Across Space and Time. John is also a search and rescue mission pilot for the U.S. Air Force Auxiliary and a hospice spiritual care volunteer. Welcome to Nothing But Good News Radio, John.
It's good to be here. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Hey, I see in your earlier years you were torn between a career in music and becoming a pilot. Over the years, it looks like you've accomplished both. Can you tell us a little bit about how you did this?
When I was about 7 years old, my grandmother sat me down in front of a huge church organ, and that pretty much did it right there. Now, I was just taken, captivated by the sound. She's about 93 years old right now and still teaches church organ and stuff, so that really grabbed my, you know, my passion side, and I was always fascinated with flying. But I also realized, you know, that if you, it, you went with music, you'd be a little bit closer to it than you were with flying, you know. And in flying, somebody else owns that piece of equipment that you're making a living off of, whereas in music, you own it a little bit closer. So I said, go with your passion.
I see, but it looks to me like the type of music that you've chosen to create over time has been music that people would say in their mind, in their spirit, to help them to fly.
Yep. That's it. If I were to look at it, I'd say I do it kind of for me. If I wanted to put myself in the situation of just, you know, flying over the surface of the earth or flying in space, this is how it would feel to me. And you know, it's something I've always wanted to kind of been close to, is the spiritual side of music, and also the you know, the feeling of flying, the feeling of floating.
So by helping people achieve the feeling of floating, they're basically letting down some of the barriers they have to moving even a little further past that?
Yeah. I think that it's almost like an inner Rorschach test, you know, where it's a certain musical, you know, criteria is kind of presented. You know, here's, you know, a kind of a sweet little mix of music and a little bit of sound design in there, where you're defining where you are a little bit closer. And that's kind of one of the secrets I use in my music, is to put a little bit of sound design in with the music, some sound effects, some environmental type sounds, and take people on a journey a little bit closer. And that makes them feel a little bit more comfortable about where they're going from and where they're, you know, coming to. It's an interesting way of presenting a spiritual side.
I see. Well, you know, a lot of people feel torn, like you maybe did, between the directions they can go in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
How does somebody know if they're really making the right choice?
That is still kind of a crapshoot out there in a way, you know. I would go back to what Yoda said, you know, go to your deepest passion and do what you can to develop that passion, you know, professionally, I think. You know, learn everything you can about it. And never lose that first fire that you have about what is it you want to do with your life. And sure, obstacles will be presented, but don't let them stand in your way.
So it sounds like Yoda was probably a buddy of Joseph Campbell, who said to follow your bliss.
Yeah, that's basically what I did, but it took the sound of a massive church organ and my grandmother's voice to do it for me, you know.
Well, what a blessing that is, to have a grandmother to show you something like that.
Yeah, and she's, you know, she's just music incarnate, you know, as far as I'm concerned. She's 93, and smile on her face and spry and everything, and just loves music. And, you know, I took a look at that, and I went, you know, I could, if I continue with my passion in this way, I could end up being a 93-year-old crotchety old man who's just kind of, you know, playing music to this day.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, it looks like we're going to go to break. I'd like to explore that a little bit more when we get back, about how your grandmother inspired you and maybe what your grandmother feels about your music.
Sure.
So we'll be back in just a few moments on Nothing But Good News Radio.
Are you looking for reliable shipping? Would you like to truck your shipment to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico? Do you want shipping options? Then call Amerijet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.amerijet.com. Amerijet has daily all cargo flights and provides services to all Caribbean islands and major airports in Mexico and Latin America. For all commercial and personal shipments, visit our website at amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
This is Chris Gloss from Atlanta, Georgia. Candy G's book, Now Boarding and Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life, has changed my entire life. From her book, I have begun the process of re-scripting my life for a better future. Her book has actually helped me put my life on a path towards everything that I have ever dreamed and hoped and prayed for. I say to you, Candy G book should be required reading for you. I have made a decision not just to read her book, but to study her book. I refuse to miss any of the treasures in her book. That's why I will study it and use every strategy and technique that she talks about, because to this point, it has made a tremendous difference. If you're ready to make a difference in your life, get the book now.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz.
We're back on Nothing But Good News Radio. This is Hank Eater sitting in for Candy G. Candy G's mission is to help others create their vision. She feels that the true path to having the life you want begins with having a strong, clear vision. Candy G has brought her expertise to hundreds in an affordable new coaching and membership program, I Vision My Life, with coaching calls, guest speakers, and a community forum. People all over the world are enhancing their lives and living the lives they dream. Visit www.ivisionmylife.com for more details.
Good talking.
Well, we're talking to John Serry, and we were talking about how his grandmother showed him this church organ at such a young age, and that led to fascination or at least a love for music. Tell me a little bit more about your grandmother, if you would.
Well, she really came from a musical family, you know, and she had the teacher way about her, you know, from a very young age, and she just loved teaching music. She didn't really want to, you know, be a performing artist. She was really interested in the process of teaching, you know, and I was just very lucky to be in that position. And one of the things that she taught was that music was not only notes, it was also texture. And she would, you know, again and again show me on the church organ the different textures that the church organ was capable of doing. And as far as I was concerned, when I first heard synthesizers, I was listening to a church organ, because there was another musical instrument that could play musical textures as well as musical notes. Like with a piano, you've got one sound, but with a church organ or a synthesizer, you've got infinite amount of sound. So I just kind of took to that.
Yeah, I see how synthesizers really did open up a lot for the composers who, I guess we could call them, at one time we called them New Age composers, but I think the origins of the New Age music is definitely different than where it's gone over the years.
Yeah.
You know, one thing I noticed on your website, www.1000star.com,
mm-hmm.
I found a very interesting quote from you in which you said, my goal is to dissolve the veil between source and destination,
mm-hmm.
so my audience feels the music the way I do, and I feel the music the way they do.
Yeah.
I think this is a very admirable goal. Can you tell us about when this really clicks and you and the audience really get into sync?
Well, I think it kind of always goes back to the fact that that it was always impossible for me to feel the music the way somebody else would hear it, because there was this little musical scientist inside my head going, well, you know, that particular note could have been moved around, and, you know, there's always thinking technically, whereas in somebody else's mind, they're not thinking that at all. It's hitting them aesthetically, spiritually, and emotionally without this technical talk going on in the background, you know, which is the bane of the music producer, you know, always thinking in that term. So the goal for me is to step outside myself enough so that I can hear what I'm doing with an innocent ear. And also at the same thing that the aesthetic that I hear and feel when I come across something that's very neat, you know, something that works musically, and, you know, the reward and also the musical vision that opens up at that point, I'd like to invite my audience, who may not be capable of seeing music that way, to see it that way. So that's kind of what I'm saying there.
So maybe they don't see it that way, but you invite them to come in and feel it.
Yeah. I said, come in and take it as far as you can, and I'll take it as far as you can, and we'll see if we can swap places here.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you find that certain audiences or certain types of venues are better for that than others? Or?
Yeah, but I think that people are basically the same no matter what. I think that when they hear something that leads them further within, around the defense barriers that may be built up in there, you know, music is a great tool for that. People respond, you know, in interesting ways. And I've been at highly technical symposiums, you know, with with other artists and we're playing music like this, and we see that very same kind of flowering of, spiritual intellect, just for a second there. I see that in Unity churches. I see that everywhere I go, kind of when I do this kind of thing.
I see. Well, you mentioned that, people feel that. And
right.
when you look at films, I'm sure our audience have seen examples of a piece from one of their favorite films where the music was cut out.
Yeah.
And the whole emotional tone is either different or totally absent.
Right.
So music invites people to feel on an emotional level.
Mm-hmm.
And by doing such can break through their barriers.
Yeah.
So in that sense, do you see your music as a way for people to move beyond their limitations?
Yes, I do, definitely. I think that music these days, especially when you're dealing with, texture like synthesizers are able to do, then you can start to go into different audio areas, oral areas, inside the brain, the way that the human brain can hear a sound by, tearing it apart into its fundamental, parts, let's say. That process of hearing music, depending on how you do it, and I've been a student of that for a long time because working in the planetarium industry, you're working with concepts and ideas that don't either haven't been proven or are so far out there, and yet your job is to bring some kind of life to it. So I'm always concerned with, how does the human ear hear music and what kind of psycho-spiritual areas and ideas can be opened by a particular sound.
I see. Is there any particular message that you've been hoping to or wanting to send through your music, or is it just a universal invitation for people to feel and open up?
I think it's kind of like that. I think it's, for me, getting into a little bit reincarnation. Let's say, just for example, I've been here many times. Let's say.
Okay.
I'm using my music, if I look at it myself in my own microscope, I'm using my music as a vehicle for myself to escape the bonds of Earth, I think. And it's a very big universe out there. I've done many planetarian shows, many kind of science-oriented shows with my music that have talked about these areas and these places in the cosmos that exist or may exist, And my whole idea is, I want to really get out there and find out what it's about. I'm going to use my music as a vehicle to get there. If anyone else wants to come along, come along. But for me, it's I'm going. I'm on my way.
That's that's a tall order. I like that. I was quite a fan back, I think, in the 80s of the PBS series, Music from the Hearts of Space.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure I must have heard some of your music on that.
Yeah, they started playing my music back in 1984 on it. Stephen Hill has been a good friend for a long time. And, carried the torch and carried the vision, for a long time when people were going, what's going on? What's this music? Not understanding what it is. And then he really, to this day, presents the finest of electronic music on the cutting edge. I'm just a big fan of his.
Yeah, there's been a lot of changes, I think, in this type of music over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, fusions of jazz and light sort of music that has been termed the New Age. But I'm still a real fan of the Hearts of Space kind of music.
Yep.
Like you say, it's like you're out there in space and you're flying on your own journey, and the music is a springboard
mm-hmm.
for the things that you're experiencing inside.
I think a whole lot of people every single day, are opening up to this, more and more, because the world just looks a little jagged these days. And people want to feel better. They want that smooth edge to their lives. They want to bring that smoothness back, that feeling of peace. And if the artist is in the right place with the right intention, he can do this and weave these kind of journeys, these inner journeys. And, for me, it's like I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
Come with me if you want.
And
but, this is where I live. This is where I like to go. This is where I like to hang out. I can create these kind of worlds musically. I can create these kind of feelings musically. And I believe that more people than we know want to get there.
Well, I think the beauty of it, too, is that it cuts across religions,
yeah.
philosophies,
yeah.
Cultural barriers, anything that we can think of, it cuts across
mm-hmm.
because of the fact that it is reaching people on a deeper level.
Yeah. That's well, where your quantum ideas come in.
What are some of the ways that people can find a little bit more about you and your music?
I think they can come to my website. They can go to Amazon or iTunes, anything like that. It's still sold in record stores around. I got into the internet in 1994. A friend of mine really, you know, was up on it. And we put our names in like search engines very early on. So there's a lot of information out there. If you put my name, you know, in the search engine, it'll bring up like many, many pages about it.
I see. And your own site, thousandstar.com. And how did you come up with that name for that?
That was the name of a sci-fi painting done in like the 40s or 50s. And I fell in love with it, you know, because it just you know, almost like a jewel or something, a thousand star. It's just two words that go together really well, you know, and have a beautiful image generating thing, I think. So I've known about it for a long time, and I just wanted to, you know, have an album with that name. Actually, it's going to be part of three albums on that little trilogy. But I just love the name Thousand Star.
I think it's got a lot of resonance to it,
yes,
myself.
Poetic and rhythmic and sweet.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, I think that people who are interested in hearing your music certainly can come to the Spiritual Awakening Conference in June.
Yes, that's a wonderful conference. I've been playing at that conference since 2005, 2006. And it really is a vision apart from other spiritual conferences where there's so much personal interaction, I think, and it's designed that way. Robin Rose and Joel really work hard in taking down the walls and putting up, you know, just a beautiful feeling of community in that conference. It's really a good one.
Well, thank you so much, John. It's been a pleasure talking to you here on Nothing But Good News Radio.
Well, thank you so much. It's been my pleasure as well.
Take care.
Okay, you too now.
Athletes are buzzing it. Cyclists are buzzing it. Nutritionists are buzzing it, too. Join the buzz at Eat Well Home Catering. The delicious, convenient, and affordable meals are protein, carb, and fat balanced for sustainable weight management, increased vitality, and excellent heart health. Call today 786-991-6602 or visit the web at eatwellhc.com for delivery from South Miami to Boca Raton. That's eatwellhc.com or call 786-991-6602. Discover how easy it is to eat well. Eat Well Home Catering, great for diabetics, too.
Do you need help shipping? AmeriJet website offers quick quotes, online booking, and door pickup for all your shipments to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Doing business with AmeriJet is fast and easy. Schedule all-caller service to all major destinations by air and ocean with no weight or commodity restriction. Call AmeriJet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
Now boarding. Next stop, Your Remarkable Life. Hello, this is Les Brown. A Remarkable Life is available to all of us. And Candy G, internationally recognized speaker, life coach, and author, gives us the keys to release the imprisoned splendor, as Elizabeth Browning would say. Candy G is the message that she brings. She has a strong sense of purpose to change the planet and transform people's lives. Candy G and I have shared the stage throughout the United States and all the way to London. Everyone has been amazed with the strategic thinking and winning approach they have gained not only from her speeches and seminars, but also from her celebrated life coaching program. Now Boarding brings forth a great deal from that program, tied in with Candy G's own life experiences and guaranteed to change your life. This book will enable you to live the life others only dream about. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy, Candy G. You've made us all proud.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz.
would like you to know about a very special evening, a very special event coming up in May, TEDx West Mountain, Montreal, a day of inspiration and hope to celebrate, discuss, and spread success. Candy G will be joining host Hicham Amrani, a recent guest on this show, as well as an impressive lineup of world-renowned speakers. TEDx Westmount will inspire you and elevate your spirit to new heights, opening your horizons to endless possibilities. You'll also have a tremendous opportunity to network with CEOs, senior managers, university professors, and professionals from all fields to grasp an entirely new understanding of success. TEDx Westmount will take place Saturday, May 12th in Montreal. For more information, go to www.TEDxWestmount.com. Well, welcome back to Nothing But Good News Radio. Our next guest, Sheila Gillette, nearly died in 1969 following a pulmonary embolism suffered during the birth of her third child. After her improbable recovery, Sheila began experiencing various types of psychic phenomenon, leading her to become the direct voice channel for 12 archangels, known collectively as Theo. Sheila's abilities have been verified by parapsychological researchers, physicists, and scientists across the country, as well as by the hundreds of thousands of people that have sought Theo's insight. In 1997, Sheila and Marcus created the Theo Group, an organization dedicated to sharing the wisdom of the angelic hierarchy to assist humanity as it shifts into a higher state of consciousness. Welcome, Sheila, to Nothing But Good News Radio.
Thank you for having me. It's wonderful to be here and talking with you and your listeners today.
Well, it's certainly a pleasure to be here with you. Well, Sheila, how is it that you became the channel for 12 archangels known as Theo? And what does it mean to be a channel?
Well, actually, in 1969, I had a near-death experience. I had pulmonary embolus, which was the catalyst for my opening up to this opportunity. I was in intensive care, and I could not breathe. I felt as if an elephant was sitting on my chest. And what occurred is that both my lungs were full of fluid, and my family was being prepared for my possible death that day. And I was laying there going, okay, God, give me a job. I'll do anything. And with a clotting issue such as pulmonary embolus, they don't give you medications because it would have counteracted the anticoagulants they were giving me. So I was totally aware of my environment, what was going on, what was happening to me. And I knew if I closed my eyes, I would not open them again. And so I just kept this mantra going, hey, God, give me a job. I'll do anything. I just had a brand new baby, and I had two small children at home. And I just kept saying, I want to stay here for my children. And so the room became extremely bright, just as if the sun had risen in the room itself. And I noticed a movement at the end of my bed. And when I looked at the end of the bed, Jesus was standing there. And I was like, oh, goodness, as you can imagine. And his eyes were very mesmerizing. He had auburn hair and hazel eyes that just kind and just focused. And he didn't say anything externally, but what I heard in my inner mind hearing, I heard a distinct male voice say, remember, my child, you are loved. And at that point, I felt as if the top of my head had opened up, the crown, and that this warm, like warm honey, was seeping down through every cell of my body. And as it went through the trunk of my body, I felt as if I could take a deep breath. Now, remember, my lungs were non-functional, but I felt that weight leave, and I knew I'd be okay. And a few months later, 6 months later, after I was out of the hospital and strong enough, I started having all kinds of psychical phenomena happening to me, internally, externally. I could hear messages being given to me clairaudiently, the angels giving me messages. I could do automatic writing. I could move objects with my mind. If the angels wanted to speak to me, I could be sitting in a chair and it would physically move. I had my bed levitate one night. It was quite intense, as you can imagine, to have all of this happening. But deep down, I knew it was okay and that I would, you know, that I had asked for this. And so my ability to read others, and to, I went into a trance spontaneously and became a direct voice medium for the archangels known as Theo. And this all happened within a few weeks. And so many things, this has been 4 decades now that I've been doing this work, and many of you may know that Esther Hicks was a client of mine and is still a good friend, and Theo is the one that opened Esther, or inspired Esther to become the voice for Abraham, and has taught many people throughout the world. So this has been an ongoing evolution of consciousness that we're all involved in. And I'm just very pleased and honored that I get to be this vehicle, if you would, for this message of evolution of our consciousness and the recognition of our own divinity.
I see. Well, why do you suppose that they're speaking through you and others at this time in history, and particularly for Theo? What do you think is his, not his, but Theo, the collective's main message for humanity?
Well, what they have been saying, and they've been talking about 2012 since the early 70s, and in my book, The Fifth Dimension, my first book, they spoke of it, and what they've talked about is what we're living now, that there would be this global community that would be birthed, and a global economic structure, and we're bearing witness to that now. And a global governmental structure, much like the United Nations, but more a stronger collective and more strong, but yet compatible in the sense of communication and working together. So we're seeing these coming to fruition, but also the fifth dimensionary energy fully in place now, that never before have human beings been ready to accept their masterhood. We're at such a high vibrational frequency that we've never been before, and our bodies are ready to be able to be connected directly to Source and to the guidance that everybody has about them. It's not just that myself or others can do this. It is that we all have the capability, and what we're doing now is that realization of it and opening to it and not being afraid. It's 51% of the books sold and the information sold today is spiritual, self-help, and metaphysical. So that I've watched over 40 years this evolution, as when I began, there was nothing. The book, The Fifth Dimension, was one of the first that Simon & Schuster had published in this genre. And so it's been quite an exciting path. And really bearing witness to this evolving awakening that has been happening.
Well, you mentioned the year 2012 and how some new systems are beginning to manifest. Is that part of the real significance of this year? And what does Theo tell us about how to prepare for changes that might be coming?
Well, you know, the changes have been coming. It's not like all of a sudden it's all culminated in one year. This has been going on for a decade. It has been going on for, you know, 50 years, this evolution now energetically. So we have been preparing as we've been moving along into this time, and now it's culminated, and the changes we're witnessing now, we've seen the collapse of the economic structure throughout the world because it doesn't work anymore. And a new one had to be formed. And so all of the old paradigms that we've lived with for maybe hundreds of years are dissolving, and new ones are being formed. So So this is a tremendous time of creativity. And, you know, never before have we been so communicative with the world. In an instant, we can see a tsunami across in the world somewhere that we would have never known happened just a few years ago. Or we may have seen a little something in the newspaper. Now we're there witnessing as it is occurring. So these are the types of things that they were talking about, this connectivity that we have. Marcus and I have a radio show on Tuesday mornings called Ask Theo Live. And we have people all over the world that are calling in and asking questions. And we do webcasts and web classes that it's like being in each other's living room. And it might be somebody in Germany and somebody in Australia and someone in the United States and Canada, and we're touching each other, we're seeing each other, we're interacting and we're learning together. I mean, this is magical and phenomenal, and who would have thought even 20 years ago we would be doing this? Steve Jobs, probably, right? Or Bill Gates. But the majority of us, even 25 years ago, people didn't have home computers. Very few people had home computers.
So you think the access to instant information is definitely part of the process of how everything speeding up.
Absolutely.
You know, we don't have very much time, but I'd like you to tell us how people can find out more about Theo.
They can go to our website. It's asktheo.com, and they can have a personal experience. If you know, we have the Theo group there, and people can just signing on and becoming part of our email list will get 2 free downloads of meditation and also a podcast that they can listen to Theo's information. We have some video there, and they can become familiar with Theo and the work that we do.
I see. So if they go to www.asktheo.com, they can also find out more information about the radio show, correct?
Absolutely. They can just click on radio. We have a banner at the top for radio, and they can get right to it. And it's Tuesday mornings live at 8 a.m. Pacific time, and then it's repeated at 8 p.m. Pacific time in the evening, but it's not live. It's just a record.
Right. So for people on the East Coast, 8 a.m. Pacific time is
11 a.m.
Yes, 11. Yeah, so that's good for the people on the East Coast, I think.
Yes.
They don't
yes.
have to get up quite so early to hear Theo.
That's true. It's good for people in Europe, too, because it's when they're getting home from work.
I see. Well, you know, we're going to be going to a break, but I'd like to thank you so much for taking this time and being with us and sharing with us on Nothing But Good News Radio.
I absolutely have loved being with you, and thank you so much for the opportunity.
You're very welcome, and we hope to see you at that upcoming Spiritual Awakening Conference.
We will be there. We're so excited, and I hope we see many of your listeners as well as yourself there.
Very good. Well, you stay well, and we'll be back in a few moments with News Radio.
Shipping small packages to family and friends in the Caribbean? Amerijet has the right service for you. Small package shipping starts at just $35. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Amerijet has the best all-cargo service for small and large shipments. You can choose from airport-to-airport service and door pickup at home or office. Call Amerijet 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
Candy G is a sales coach, life skills coach, speaker, author, and personal motivator. A recognized leader in the motivational speaking industry, Candy G teaches universal, timeless principles and real-time action steps, revealing the secrets to true success, happiness, and personal prosperity. She shows others how to master their own lives. For more information on events with Candy G or available products and services, please contact 1-888-526-3334 or visit us online at www.candyg.com. Candy G is also available to customize programs for your corporation, group, or organization.
I just completed the most fabulous program that I ever had the opportunity to be a part of. I'd like to thank you, Candy, for all your help and your inspiration. A little down on myself, not knowing where I was going, but you have brought it out of me. You've given me the confidence to know that I can achieve anything that I set my mind to.
We're back. Nothing But Good News Radio. The Boys and Girls Clubs of Broward County will present its 4th annual 100 Outstanding Women of Broward County event on Wednesday, May 16th at the Signature Grand in Davie, Florida. The evening is presented by SG Resorts International and will celebrate and honor Broward's leading women. The night will consist of a live and silent auction, dinner, and a fashion show provided by Lilac and Lily's Boutique. The audience will include a who's who of over 1,100 leaders celebrating and honoring the 100 outstanding women. Proceeds benefit the mission of Boys and Girls Clubs of Broward County. For more information, visit 100outstandingwomen.com. Well, our final guest today is Armand. Perhaps you saw him with his beautiful wife, Angelina, on America's Got Talent. They share a unique act. Angelina is a classically trained opera singer, and Armand describes himself as bar-trained. And they travel the world speaking and performing at spiritual centers, conferences, and active adult communities. Their programs are a combination of message, music, and mirth. Welcome to Nothing But Good News Radio, Armand.
Hello, hello. Great to be here.
Well, it's great to be able to share this time with you. You know, I see your act is described as message, music, and mirth. We all know how music and mirth can open doors to let the message in. Would you like to share a little bit about your message?
Yeah, our message is a universal message of oneness, gratitude, diversity, and so our music reflects those messages, and I have the blessing of being able to speak at New Thought churches around the country on Sundays, where I can share the inspiration that drives the songs.
So this message of inclusion is definitely an aspect of music, since music is so all-inclusive.
Yes.
You know, you and I have a few things in common. We're both married to classically trained musicians, and I too can be described as bar trained. I do perform somewhat, but you know, I've never been on something like America's Got Talent. But Barbara and I have performed together and share a great love, like you and Angelina do. Well, your pop and opera, or popera act, is very unique. What was your inspiration?
You know, it was very organic because we didn't really plan on doing this. You know, I was doing my more pop music, pop and rock, and Angelina was doing her classical music. And for the first year or so of us being together, they were really like, you know, peanut butter and jelly. They weren't actually mingling. They were just in their own separate place on the sandwich. But then slowly, she began to influence me, and I began to influence her, and before we knew it, we had married our styles of music together. We started really listening to a lot of Sarah Brightman and Andre Bocelli and Josh Groban, who also combined those two styles in a wonderful way, and so we got some ideas from them and incorporated that into our own inspiration, but it wasn't something that we really set out to do originally. It just sort of set out to do us.
So it's been like an organic process that you've moved into over time.
Yes.
Would you say that this style, this popera style, is evolving over time as you do it together?
Oh yeah, definitely. It's it took us many, many years to find the right sound for us, what would fit our style and would allow us both to be fully self-expressed. And I would say it wasn't until about 8 years of us performing together until we were able to kind of tune that in, and now it's working really, really well. Really, really enjoying it. We just recorded a few more songs with our producer and engineer in Louisville, Kentucky. I'm calling you from Oklahoma City, actually. We're performing tonight at a New Thought Spiritual Center here in Oklahoma City. And so, we're really satisfied with where we have been taken on this journey.
Well, that's beautiful. In your musical act, I see that you share a lot of love and you respect each other's uniqueness. You know, there's a lot of people, a lot of couples who are trying to learn how to do that, how to celebrate each other's individual uniqueness. Is there some kind of advice you would give to couples who are trying to learn to do that?
Well, you know, we've talked a lot about that in the past, and we don't know exactly how it worked out for us so well, but there is material out there by a fellow by the name of Greg Bear. It's called The Real Love Material. And as we started studying The Real Love Material, we found that it was the most powerful relationship material that confirmed what was working with us and also gave us tools to make things work better and showed us quite a few blind spots that we had.
So you would recommend that people start out by reading The Real Love? What was it called?
Yeah, Real Love. Is the very first book is called Real Love by Greg Bear. We thoroughly, enthusiastically support it. We actually sell the books, too, on our table because we want people to have them. And then you can go on from there to Real Love in Marriage, Real Love in Dating, Real Love in Parenting, just anything from there. But, yeah, The Real Love Material, Real Love is the name of the first book or audio book. And it's just full, chock full of really, really good relationship tools and simple. It's much more simple than I ever thought.
So then by sharing this love, because it's very obvious to me that you two have a great love, you can inspire others to do that. Let's hold that thought because we're going to need to go to break, but I'd like to hear a little bit more about how your music affects your audiences and how people open their hearts when they see you two perform. So we'll be back in just a few moments on the Nothing But Good News radio show.
Do you need to ship food, personal effects, or relief goods to your loved ones in Haiti? Call Emerger today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.emerger.com. Emerger offers schedule all cargo service to Haiti. There are no restrictions on weight or size. Truck your shipment online and be ensured that your shipment will arrive in Haiti on the next available flight. Visit our website at www.emerger.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
Hi, I'm Anne from Fort Lauderdale. Now, I'm no stranger to the self-help aisle in the bookstores, and there are so many fabulous motivational speakers out there, but somehow I have never been able to apply what they say to make my life as happy and successful as theirs. Until I read Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life by Candy G. In this book, Candy G takes motivational speaking out of the theoretical right into the practical. Her step-by-step instructions on how to identify the blocks we have to our own success and happiness, followed by step-by-step instructions in her reclamation process, is like some kind of magic bullet aimed at creating the life that we desire and so richly deserve. Candy G is a remarkable woman who used these same tools to create a life overflowing with love and success. And now this remarkable method is available in her first book, Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. Don't hesitate to buy it and just watch magical things start happening in your life.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz.
Mark your calendars for the Spiritual Awakening Conference, a celebration of love and light, June 8th through 10th at the West Palm Beach Marriott. Spend the weekend with your favorite best-selling authors, presenters, and performers, enjoying life-changing inspirational lectures and workshops designed to empower your spirit and uplift your heart. The Spiritual Awakening Conference. For more information, go to www.universallightworkers.com or call 360-306-5675. Well, we're talking to Armand, and we're talking about how the love that he shares with Angelina just comes right through in the music that they perform. And they'll be performing at the upcoming Spiritual Awakening Conference. But I'd like to know, you know, how you know when you're really connecting with your audience, and how you know you're turning on a light for them.
You know, sometimes it's really not as easy to tell during their performance, because some people can have a grimace on their face because they're thinking about what you're saying and it's really touching them. And then afterwards they'll tell you how much they got out of it. So sometimes I find that the best way to tell if we've really touched people is by how they respond to us after the event. Because much of the time while we're on stage, we're just kind of in the zone and doing our thing and trying not to be at effect by the audience as much as we are trying to just put out what we can and do our best. Because it's real easy for the ego to kind of try to tap into what the audience is going through and let that affect the performance. And that's really not a good thing for us.
So you're just more into being yourselves, sharing the message, sharing the love, and allowing the performance to be the message itself.
Yeah, and then when it's all over, the people will come up afterwards and let us know if we hit a chord with them. You know, it's funny because yesterday at a church, I sang a song about a really challenging relationship that I had in the past with a caretaker and how I had moved to forgiveness, and a woman came up and said that she had been the part of that caretaker in her own son's life, and that it was good to hear, you know, from the other side.
Well, have you noticed, and this is something I've been seeing, maybe you've seen it in your through your music and through your associations, but quite often the message that you put out there is just the perfect message for those who are listening. It's like you put out something and someone comes to you and says, this is just what I've been thinking about, or this is just what I've been wanting to hear.
Yes.
Do you find that?
It reminds me that I'm really not in charge.
Right. So then when you realize that you're really not, then that kind of breaks down. You mentioned the idea that you can get a little too much into the ego sometimes if you think you know what your audience is wanting or doing instead of just putting it out there. So when you realize you're not in charge, I guess that breaks down some of the block of ego that could possibly get in the way of a truly inspired performance.
Yeah, very helpful to surrender. You know, even a center that we spoke at yesterday, when I got to the center, the topic that was in their bulletin that I was speaking on was different than the topic that I thought we were speaking on. And it turned out to be that what they had put in the bulletin was the perfect thing for me to speak on that day. I'm not exactly sure how they knew I talked on that topic, but they did. And it was not the one that I had planned. But it was the universal divinity doing its thing.
So this universal divinity expresses itself in so many ways. Some people call it the universe. Some people call it God. Some people even call it music. But I don't think there's too much of a separation between what it might be and what you call it. Just the fact that people are beginning to have these remarkable experiences in their lives, and there's such an interest in events like the upcoming Spiritual Awakening Conference. While we've still got a moment or two, can you tell us how people could find out more about you and Angelina?
Well, we do. We have a website, and we also have a personal Facebook page. The website is armandandangelina.com, simply spelled out. And it has a list of our upcoming events and our music and donation page if people want to support our ministry, pictures, just an overview of what we offer. We travel the country about 260 days a year, so we may show up in any town at any time.
Well, hopefully you'll show up sometime in some of our towns. We're out of time. I appreciate your being here. This is Hank Eder saying thanks to our three guests and thanks to you, our audience, for sharing this time with us on Nothing But Good News Radio. Candy G will be back next week, so please join us. And remember, do something remarkable this week.